Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Fighting raged for a third day Saturday between the Islamic State group and Kurdish forces in Syria after IS attacked a prison housing jihadists, with the violence killing nearly 90 people. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Intense clashes with Islamic State militants took place around a prison where thousands of extremists were held. Fighting initially broke out when more than 100 militants attacked the main prison in the northeastern city of Hasake. The battle with US-backed Kurdish fighters, which has continued for days, has so far left dozens dead. Although the IS was officially defeated almost 3 years ago, sleeper cells have remained that have increasingly killed scores of Iraqis and Syrians in past months. I'm Karen Chamas.
Relatives, members of the Houthi military, and their supporters on Saturday joined the funeral for a senior military official and several others who were killed in an airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition on Yemen's capital. General Abdullah Qasim al-Junaid, who headed the Air Academy, was killed when his home in Sana'a was struck in the aerial bombardment, which also claimed the lives of a number of members of his family and neighbors. On Friday, a coalition airstrike hit a Houthi-run prison in Sa'ada province on the border with Saudi Arabia, killing dozens of detainees and wounding hundreds of others. The Saudi-led coalition on Saturday denied carrying out the raid. The alliance said that claims that the coalition had ordered the raid were groundless. The airstrike was part of an intense air and ground offensive that marked an escalation in Yemen's years-long civil war, which pits the internationally recognized government, aided by the Saudi-led coalition, against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday he had authorized the Baltic nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to send U.S.-made anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine, a move that comes amid Ukraine's rising tensions with neighboring Russia. In a post on Twitter, Blinken wrote, "I expedited and authorized, and we fully endorse transfers of defensive equipment NATO allies Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania are providing to Ukraine to strengthen its ability to defend itself against Russia's unprovoked and irresponsible aggression." The first shipment of nearly $200 million of security support for Ukraine arrived in Kiev on Saturday. The delivery followed Blinken's visit to Kiev this week amid concerns from Ukraine and its Western allies over tens of thousands of Russian troops massed at the border with Ukraine. Russia denies planning a new military offensive. Thousands of protesters who oppose France's vaccine pass marched in Paris on Saturday, 2 days before the new measure takes effect on Monday. France's Constitutional Council on Friday approved with conditions the country's new COVID-19 vaccine pass, which will require people aged 16 and above to show proof of vaccination to enter public places like bars, restaurants, and cinemas. Protesters took to the streets of central London on Saturday to demonstrate against regulations requiring mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for British National Health Service workers. Thousands of protesters demonstrated in Sweden on Saturday against the use of vaccine passes. The Scandinavian country introduced the passes on December 1st. They have been mandatory since January 12th for indoor events of more than 50 people, as the country battles an unprecedented surge of infections with around 40,000 cases reported per day in the past week. Food banks across the United States are experiencing a critical shortage of volunteers as the Omicron variant frightens people away from their usual shifts, and companies and schools that regularly supply large groups of volunteers are canceling their participation. The end result, in many cases, has been a serious increase in spending by the food banks at a time when they are already dealing with higher costs due to inflation and supply chain issues. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.